Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, raw feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer-Muffet, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and where friends don't let friends feed kibble. We hope you are having a good Wednesday morning, a good hump day. And if you want some good information, go over to the Raw Dog Food Truth podcast. Listen to all of our podcasts. We've got a lot. So I don't know that you guys are going to go all the way back to number one, but I think we covered just about every darn subject there is, but we always recover them and have new angles for them. Today, I'm going to talk about prescription dog foods. You're going to love this, the information that we've got on this. But before we do that, I just want to let you know that we've got so much information on our website. Did you also know that we have an app? We do have an app that you can use. Just go to the app store, just look up raw dog food, and it should come right up. You will see my German Shepherd. Remember that we are the round circle that says Raw Dog Food and Company. All right. So we have a great app. But on the website, if you want to look at the products that we have and look at the reviews, we've got it on the reviews tab. All right. So there's lots of information there. And I think they should be finished with this fairly soon, where they're going to have it all where you can read what's going on in the products. So give me a couple of days and that'll be ready. But in the Learning Center, remember, you've got access to Neely Piazza, Dr. Judy Jasek, and these can be life-saving for your dog if you work with somebody who can really, really help you. And help you navigate this crazy world of dog health. So go to the Learning Center where you can look up the raw dog facts. Also, listen, beginners, it's not that hard. Don't make it complicated, you guys. There's people out there that are making it very complicated. It is not, especially when you're dealing with real food and real food that has meat, bones, or in fat, some tripe, and some veggies. Okay. And we've got duck heads, we've got duck feet, we got turkey necks. But look, go to the beginner section and look at the rotational diet menu suggestions. It's super easy. It's variety, variety, variety. Okay. And I've given you some options in here, what a rotational diet would look like, and some other options if you don't like, let's say, fish. What else can you do? If your dog doesn't like fish, you don't like fish. It's all right there on the rotational diet suggestion. Okay. So make sure you go there, go to the website, tell everybody about the raw dog food truth. All right. Here's what I want to talk about today. And listen, you can read this article on your own at Dogs Naturally. And the name of this article is called Busted: Dogs Naturally Calls Bullshit on Prescription Diet Dog Food. Yep. That's what they say. I'm just reading it. I wasn't cussing. I was just reading. But Judy and I, Dr. Judy Jasek, we did a podcast on this. We did a webinar on this where we actually showed the pictures. But I'm just going to talk you through this today. But it's very funny. So what they did over at Dogs Naturally, they said, we want to see if we did a blind test. Okay, if we did not tell some top veterinarians what this dog food was, and we just showed them in the ingredients of four different types of food, they would not know which was which, and they wanted to know how they would rank the food. Now, there's a prescription diet in one of these ingredients. Okay, so what they're doing is like four different blocks of ingredients. And so they said, you tell us what you think about these ingredients as far as health in dog foods. So this was very interesting because, you know, we could say it all day long, But maybe you think that we're just saying it because we sell raw dog food. Well, I'm going to let you hear directly from the top vets out there. Now, Dr. Marty Goldstein. So they gave this to Dr. Marty Goldstein. And he said that it's ranked last based on the use of corn for its first ingredient, followed by a byproduct meal. Okay. So that is on the prescription diet. Then they went on to Dr. Jody Gruenstern. And she rated the prescription food as the worst. And she said this food was the lowest quality in the list because it contains GMO corn and soy. In parentheses, she put lots of it, which is a common allergen, synthetic vitamins, minerals, shavings. If you didn't know, the ingredient cellulose is literally sawdust. Okay. So if you guys don't know that, cellulose is literally sawdust. This also has natural flavors, which usually means MSG. MSG. You don't want that in your food. You don't want it in your dog's food. All right. Dr. Jean Dodds, what did she have to say about the prescription food? Remember, they don't know this is the prescription diet. Dr. Jean Dodd says it's poor quality food because the first ingredients are corn, which is often GMO, and chicken byproduct meal rather than whole chicken. Flax and soy are also phytoestrogens. Not good for your dog. Flax and soy, phytoestrogens. What did Dr. Judy Morgan have to say? You all know Dr. Judy Morgan. She's fabulous. She said that this prescription food was, in her word, a pet store food. Why? Because corn is the first ingredient. It has no muscle meat. It's only byproduct meal. And she said also synthetic vitamins and minerals. There's corn, soybean, GMOs, waste fillers are abundant in this. She said it's overpriced considering the poor quality and cheap ingredients. Yikes. What did Dr. D. Blanco say about the prescription dog food? Remember, they don't know this is that. Well, she says this one starts with corn to increase inflammation and then adds lighter fluid to it with soybean products and poor quality protein. Then it tries to make it for the poor quality foundational ingredients by adding synthetic supplements of the poorest quality, such as calcium carbonate, folic acid, generic vitamin E supplements, etc. And she said, it looks like they added L-tryptophan to calm the nervous system down after putting the body into overdrive inflammation. And she says, natural flavors could be an entire cadre of carcinogens, allergens, and toxins. That's not a good endorsement. Oh, my. So they go on in this article and they said, so as you can see, our vets didn't exactly think the ingredients in the prescription diets were high quality. As a matter of fact, they thought many of them are downright harmful. So why, they say, do we trust our vets to prescribe diets when this is the best they can offer? My question exactly. Why? Well, the answer is follow the money. Show me the money. All right. So who are the major players in the prescription diet category? Well, we've talked about it before, but it's Hill's Science Diet, Purina, Royal Canin, and Iams. Did you guys realize that Iams is in there? But they're not known for quality ingredients. And again, you heard from the top vets, they think this stuff is crap. CKS. Somebody just make a dog food that has CKS on it. And I can stand by that. That's exactly right. It's crappy kibble, but it's cheap. Tell them that. It's crappy kibble. It's probably going to start inflammation. You know, it's going to be like, you know, lighter fluid in your dog's body, as Blanco said, but it's cheap. And some people will buy it. So anyway, they did another test. compare these two different Hill's foods, a regular food, okay, which is a natural chicken and brown rice recipe for adult dogs, and a prescription food like Royal Canin's canine joint care, okay? So what they did was they compared a regular pet store brand with a prescription food. Remember, you can only buy these at your veterinarian. Why? Because they're supposedly prescription. All right, so they did this test. And they said a 30-pound bag of the regular food is about $47.99 at PetSmart. And the prescription diet food is $84.95. It's twice as expensive. And the question is why? 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 Yeah, you might think it was because the diet was formulated and tested with specific conditions in mind. And in this article, it says, well, that is just completely false. That'd be wrong. There are very few ingredients in veterinarian diets that aren't also in other regular store pet food diets. Mm-hmm. So they were taking a look at this and they said the prescription diet contains byproduct meal, which comes from the rendering plant, and lots of soybean and corn products, which is what? A cheap, inexpensive replacement for animal proteins, like what you get in the raw diet, which is mostly animal protein, meat, bones, organ, and fat, peeps. Apart from fish oil, what food ingredients exactly would help dogs with joint pain? Well, this particular food that they're selling for joint pain, Dr. D. Blanco stated that that food would actually cause inflammation, not take it away. Also, fish oil, not a good idea to put into pet foods, okay? Because it's super fragile. It's unstable. And as soon as you open up one of those big bags of prescription dog food or any of the dog foods that have fish oil in them, it starts to oxidize and cause the very thing that we're trying to get rid of, which is what? Inflammation. So if you want to hear it or read it for yourself straight from the veterinarian's mouth, go to Dogs Naturally. Again, the title of it is Busted. Dogs Naturally calls BS on prescription diet dog food. So I got to wonder if the pet food companies know that we're onto them and know that pet parents are onto them. I would really have to look at the sales. I know that they're going to come in and try to muckety muck with some of the products and make them look a little fresher. But how are they going to do that? How are they going to make the profits that they're used to making if they don't use cheap ingredients? And they get you coming and going, right? I'm going to sell you this cheap, crappy food that is not going to do your dog any good. And then when you come back and your dog's in bad shape, I'm going to vaccinate him. I'm going to give him antibiotics. I'm going to give him topicals. We're going to make you patient for life. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do because that's the business that we're in. Guess who's coming on my podcast soon? Dr. Todd Cooney. You guys are going to love Dr. Todd Cooney. Comes from Kokomo, Indiana. We're going to talk about nosodes. We're going to talk about what he has seen in his practice. And I think it's probably been 3 or 4 years since I've had Dr. Todd Cooney on with me. He did a webinar with me. We're going to talk about nosodes. We're going to talk about his patients, what he's seen over the last 10 years, because Dr. Judy and I talk about it all the time, but I always think it's great when you hear other vets talk about it as well. So I just got confirmation back from him and he said, yes, absolutely. He's going to come on the podcast. So you're going to really love that. Neely Piazza will be here this week, as well as Dr. Judy Jasek, who will be here on Friday. If you have questions for Neely Piazza, you have questions for Dr. Jasek, go ahead and send those questions over to info@rawdogfoodandco.com. Remember, we ship the raw dog food everywhere. I get emails all the time. If you're in the United States and Alaska, we can ship to you. Unfortunately, we cannot ship to Puerto Rico and some other places. Where did I get? Somebody asked me if I could send them to Sweden. I don't remember where. It was a very long ways away. I was like, I don't think you're going to stay frozen that long. But yeah, we pack it really nice. Did I tell you guys that UPS, there was a package that was sent to a customer out of Goshen, Indiana. I think I told you guys this already. But it usually is a 2-day or maybe even a 3-day shipper. Okay, 2 or 3 days. But anyway, the package didn't get there until 7 days late. So the customer declined it. And they let it sit outside. Actually, it was still cold outside, but they let it sit outside. They didn't even bring it in. And they had UPS pick it back up, shipped it back to me. I videotaped opening up this package and the food was still frozen. It had been in transit going that way and back this way for 18 days. I'm not kidding you. It was still frozen. We pack it really great. We put dry ice in it. It was amazing. And the customer was like, "What?" I said, "You didn't open it up." "No, we thought it wouldn't be any good." I said, "What?" So they got some more food, but I thought that was very interesting. So if you want the raw dog food, a species appropriate meat, bones, organ, and fat, none of this corn and BS that's in prescription food, you got to go to rawdogfoodandco.com because what? Your pet's health is our business, and friends, don't let friends feed kibble. I'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snaps.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.